Hello.
Hi, Mary. This is Sean. How are you?
Hi, doing good.
Good. I never know what your schedule's like, but we just got your text message, and today's your day off, and now's a good time to chat about the insurance. Then happy to have that conversation with you.
Okay. So I was like looking at your. Okay. So like your coat. For the car insurance, so we could start off with the cars. The deductible, I mean, like the collision deductible, you made it in like $1,000, but the other insurance company that I was talking with is like $500. And what's this? And actually, the deductible is quite lower. So I was wondering, like, how much low can you go with your premium?
Well, remember during our initial conversation, your deductibles are automatically going to be reduced every single year, that there's no claim or accident, right? So that's part of the rationale. You had mentioned to me on our first conversation that you know, the premium was an issue for you. The biggest thing that we can do to help you in that scenario is take control of the collision deductible. Comprehensive is not going to matter much, right? The price for having comprehensive coverage is not that large. Majority of your premium is going to be located in that collision deductible and in your liability to others. The liability is very important. So,
yeah.
Well, your driving history is very safe. I'm not too concerned about it. You're automatically going to have your deductibles decrease year after year regardless. You just have a year where there's no accidents or claims, so that then you get a credit of $100 off every single year. So because you haven't had a tumultuous history of having accidents, you know, if somebody hits you, not going to cost you anything, but if you're the reason why the accident occurred, then you'll have to pay your deductible.
Now, what's this? Okay, so you're just like telling me right now that that's the most that you can offer to me, right?
Trying to think, like, now, if I were you in your situation, the choices that I would be making.
Okay. I got a question. The roadside service, and it says it's included, correct?
That is correct. Yeah, that is about $5 per vehicle per year, and it comes with unlimited roadside service.
Okay. My question is, let's say if there's like a total wreck on the car, what kind of coverage will the insurance be giving us?
So the total loss is going to assess the vehicle based on the age and condition. So it would be a little premature for us to give an amount now, but you can calculate the value of any vehicle just by going to appraisal assessment websites like Edmunds and Kelley Blue Book to get an idea of what the car is worth.
But the replacement cost for the car is included in this insurance?
Yeah. Yeah, fair market value based on an assessment like Kelley Blue Book or Edmunds or NADA.
And which one does that cover with? Is it the property damage or because like it doesn't show in here where would it be how it's covered?
It's covered under collision. So if you are the reason why the accident occurred, like let's say you crashed your car into another vehicle or you crashed your car into an object on the road, then you're covered for the damage caused to the vehicle or a replacement of your vehicle based on what it's worth. That's covered under collision.
Under collision, okay.
Yeah, property damage would be it. Let's say you wreck my car. You hit me from behind.
Uh-huh.
You wreck my car, then you have property damage up to $100,000.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so we did increase those limits because I believe that you had been underinsured for many years with the limits of coverage that you had. I think you had the state minimums, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, so that is covered. All right, so let's say this is the way with the car. And then, so that's the lowest that you can give me when it comes to premium?
For these selections of coverages, and based on how the vehicle, based on how we know the vehicles are driven in terms of mileage, yes.
Okay.
But this is for an entire 12. We've done several things, including enhancing the limit of liability that you're carrying.
Okay, because like there's like another company that is willing to lower it down to less than 3,200. So I'm trying to like work on with you and see what you can give me. I know this is the first quote, so that's why I was like saying, if you have like that's why that's another thing that I kind of like ask from you.
Well, like if it's state minimum coverage, you just walk away from it because it's not going to do you any kind of service. It's going to be putting you in a financially compromising situation. So
No. It's the same. No, the bodily injury, the collision coverage are the same as yours.
Why would that be the case, though, if the limits that you're carrying now are substantially lower?
No, not my limits, not my existing coverage. This is another company. Because like I'm letting go of all state, so that's why I actually tried to reach Legacy, and then I tried to reach another company from there. But I'm not going back to Allstate because like Allstate is not giving me a good coverage, even if I talk to them before I start calling you right now. They're not willing to like compromise themselves. So I was wondering like if you can compromise because there's like another company that's willing to give the same. Close to the same coverage that you have, but they're like somewhere around 3,200.
Well, I would need more details. I would need more details for sure. If you have a copy of the proposal that you can share with me, I'd be happy to review it. But if they have given you a proposal without running motor vehicle reports or clue reports, then it's not valid because there is an accident.
So if you do give me, when you say motor vehicle reports, would you be needing the driver's license of all my family?
You've already provided that. Yeah, so we have that.
Oh, okay. You have them already, right? Oh, yeah. I think I did give it to you. All right. So let's say it looks like you are close to like this premium. Now, the home insurance that you gave me, I think it has like a really low, well, high deductible, and then a really low home insurance coverage. I guess that's why your premium is low too. What's this? I was looking at the amount of the dwelling in 336. It's too low for my existing dwelling because, like, I know my dwelling now is like somewhere around 400,000.
But remember, we had that conversation. We don't include the land. So we are just calculating the reconstruction cost of the building. So you're going to take the market value of the house and you're going to subtract the land value. And that's what's going to give us a very close estimate of how much money it's going to cost us to rebuild just the home. And that's going to be based on the cost per square foot.
Gotcha. So this is based on the home, not the dwelling. Not the whole property. I'm not sure about the 400,000, but she's giving me the 400,000 coverage.
Yeah, it's
so
not
I wanna
necessary.
See like an apples to apples coverage with this one. But the deductible that you're charging me is 2,000.
Well, that's based on you had a claim from June 2018. There is another claim in January 2017. And then another claim, which wasn't...
What's the 2017 claim? I only have, like, one claim.
That was for wind damage.
That's from the problem with the with the basement. That's the only claim we did.
There's something that occurred on January 23rd, 2017. And whatever that inquiry was or whatever that problem was resulted in a small payout, but it's counted against you as a claim regardless. And there was also an inquiry back in 2016, which I suppose the damage was less than the deductible. So we have, within the last 5 years, several potential claims. If there's another claim within this five-year period, there's not many companies that will insure you. So we just have to be strategic going forward about what.
Wait,
what
that is just really weird, because like the only claim that we had was about our basement. We replaced, but we didn't actually inform Allstate before when we had the what's this? The, I don't remember. The, what do you call that? The shingles replaced. We just like went ahead and replaced it because the association was like bugging us about the replacement of the shingles. But we didn't ask for our insurance company to claim it. We paid for it. We're the one who paid it like directly because we just don't want it to be. We were like thinking it's less than what we should be paying anyways, or whatever deductible or whatever that we're supposed to cover. So we didn't actually inform any insurance company. We just like went ahead and replaced our shingle. But that was not like for a claim. The only claim.
Must have been an inquiry or a conversation, because they have a record of that conversation and they had a claim number associated with that conversation.
Wow.
So in the future,
probably a conversation, but not necessarily like they asked for a claim. We're the one who paid for everything. The only claim that we have was definitely the basement. That's it.
Right. And even then, that's still within, you know, the last 3 years. So we just need to be very careful moving forward. There are situations where there's going to be some sort of catastrophe that you can't plan for. Your pipes can freeze in the winter. Your pipes might overflow with water or waste. But some of these smaller claims, even though the payout amount was small, or you know, there may have been an inquiry and then the claim was closed, you want to avoid that altogether, because you know, all of that gets recorded. So it's best to just have a conversation with your local agent or my team. So
mm-hmm.
we can get advice. And then how we can better prepare you in the future is we have a very cool tool called the Claim Surcharge Estimator. So really don't want to submit any claims for small damage at all. But if you're curious.
Yeah.
And that's
what we did. We didn't like ask for, because like we have an idea that might bump up our insurance premium later on. So whatever happens, we didn't even bother it. The only time that we really went for it is like the basement, because like that's a big, like a really big what's this, a really big kicks up.
Yeah, well, you're right. Those are contributing factors. If you have had prior, you know, inclinations where mm-hmm. you may have had a claim submitted, you know, Allstate
mm-hmm.
was recording all of those incidents, so just a lot of activity on your record. I think having a higher deductible in this case will dissuade a lot of the smaller inquiries, which in the long run is going to save you until you know, this large basement claim is removed from your record. But
mm-hmm.
you know, with any company seeing this amount of activity in the last couple of years, they're going to be a little apprehensive about insuring you, especially at a lower
mm-hmm.
deductible. So. You know, I do. It's not out of the norm by any stretch to have a 2,000 deductible. A lot of our clients will select that.
Uh-huh.
We think that if we had a 1,000 deductible, it may be a little tempting to submit a claim which would pay out maybe a small amount, but it's going to cost you a lot more in the long run. So there's going to be a trade-off that we need to consider.
Okay. And the deductible that you quote us, the $2,000, that's the lowest deductible that you can give me? I cannot do like a $500 or like a $1,000?
That would not be wise, right? For the reason that we just talked about. There's nobody that's going to tell you that you can't do that, but it's going to put you in a situation where you as the homeowner are going to submit claims that are adversely going to affect you in the long run. So when we talk about like catastrophe, disaster, we're not talking about claims that are $1,000, $2,000. We're talking about ones that are, you know, $20,000, $30,000, total loss of the house, entire basement being flooded. And in that situation, you know, the deductible is justified. But, you know, if you have a $500 deductible, it's easy to look at maybe, you know, a broken window or some missing shingles is like, oh, this is an opportunity
to submit it.
But you're going to get very little payout, and you're going to probably be non-renewed by that company the following year and then have a very difficult time getting insurance anywhere else. It's going to be much more expensive.
Okay.
The
coverage that you're giving me, does that include the wind and hail?
It does. Yeah. Wind, hail, hurricane, fire, vandalism, burglary, bursted or frozen pipes, water and sewage backup.
Mm-hmm.
All of these things.
All of those are included. Okay. All right, let me just go talk to my husband, let him know what he thinks, and then we'll go from there. Okay?
What do you think, Mary? I mean, you have very good questions.
Just in case, I mean, like right now, I'm just like, because like right now how I'm seeing it, it looks like the dwelling that you're showing me is like low. But if I'm going to look at the dwelling, so I guess I got to like ask Allstate, like, when you say dwelling, does it mean the dwelling with the whole lot? Because like right now what you're telling me, the dwelling that you're coding in here is like just exactly where my house is. So, but I was just like wondering how come the dwelling coverage for the other quotes that I got is like higher than what you're telling me right now. It's like close to the 400,000 dwelling coverage.
I can answer that question for you. So you're on your phone right now, Mary?
Yes, I am.
I'm going to send you some information that will make it very easy to understand. So this is straight off the Prince William County assessment records.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're dealing with a company that really doesn't know too much about reconstructing the building costs, they're going to look at the total square feet of the house, which would be incorrect. So the taxable square feet in your home is going to be the above ground square feet. And of course, we're going to still cover the basement. You know, that's not a problem. But what we are replacing is the above ground square feet plus the basement.
Mm-hmm.
And so the land, like if your house burns down in a fire, there's no reason why we would have to replace the land, right? Would you agree?
Okay.
This will make sense to you once I send you this.
Like when there's like a fire that happened, right? Like the whole house burned down.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we have to replace the building, have that reconstructed, but the land just sits there. There's nothing we need to do with the land.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at this image, this is from Prince William County tax records. On the left side, you can see that the above ground square feet is 1,862. And then we have your basement. But then as of the year 2020, the The estimated market value of the house as a whole is $411,000. And then you mm-hmm. see it's broken down into land value and improvement value. So the land value is the parcel of land that that building is resting on. The improvement uh-huh. value is the cost to reconstruct the house based on the cost per square feet.
Uh-huh.
So you're actually being taxed less than what I believe the house would be worth to rebuild. Prince William County is only taxing you on $274,000 worth of building value, and our policy is covering that for $336,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so even our estimate, it would include an additional 25% extended replacement cost. So you could basically multiply 336,000 by an additional 25%, which is built-in coverage with your policy.
Mm-hmm.
And so worst-case scenario, if we needed more money in reserves to rebuild your house, it is covered for $420,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's just the land does not need to be reconstructed. That's the main thing. Right?
Gotcha. Okay.
And if by some chance you're working with a broker and they're using the total square feet of the house, they're going to get an incorrect estimate because they're going to look at the house as being 2,700 square feet above ground and then also having a basement. So then you're going to find yourself in a situation where you're overinsured for more money than the house actually requires to be rebuilt.
Mm.
So it's important to make a distinction between the below ground square feet, which is the basement, and then the above ground square feet. This is how we get an accurate calculation of how much money to insure the house for.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, so all of this information I'm giving you, Mary, is based on a lot of experience. I don't want you to have any smaller claims that are going to jeopardize you in the future, because mm-hmm. most companies have a rule where you have more than two claims in a five-year period, you're going to get non-renewed, right? So you're going to have a very tough time finding insurance with any company where you have three claims in a five-year period.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you are covered for all the major catastrophes, but we have to use the insurance strategically as a risk management tool. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, after this large basement claim comes off of your record, then I would feel comfortable having you select any deductible that you'd want. But if there is some damage to your house, perhaps this winter with the pipe freezing, you know,
mm-hmm.
it would need to be significant to warrant another claim. Because otherwise, if you have a third claim in a five-year time period, you might be uninsurable by 99% of other companies.
Mm-hmm. Now, the sewer, if there's a problem with the sewer or drain backup, is that included?
It is. The water and sewage backup is covered for water and waste that comes out of your drains.
So because I'm looking at the code and it only say home code, but I'm looking at there's like a breakdown of the table. There's like a table on page 5 that says other says things. So are ours included or is it considered an advantage home insurance, a plus insurance, a select insurance? So which one is ours?
You can see in the email that I sent you, there is I highlighted a bullet point summarization of all the items that were included. And then on the proposal itself, it'll show you where it's, you know, for optional coverages, it's gonna show that there's an extra charge for water and sewage backup.
Yeah. So the code that you gave us, does that, which one is ours?
You have the included.
Like the, Oh, ours is the included one. So it doesn't include the sewer then.
It does. I'll show you where to find that.
Oh.
Because it is a separate charge. And most people don't know that. You're going to want to go to page 3.
Applicable. Oh, there you go. Okay. Gotcha. The sewer or drain backup. Page 3, right?
Yes. And I can send that to you as well.
Oh, I did see that. So it will include, instead of 910, it will be 988.
Here, there's the claims history that appears with all the dates and such.
Okay.
And then you've already found the water and sewage backup included, but I'll just show you right here that is in fact included.
Okay.
Now, besides those concerns, what else did you have a question about or that you'd like to discuss?
Okay, that's it. It looks like you did manage to, like, tell me.
The only other consideration that I think we talked about on the first call was, you know, that 2006 Toyota Camry, which I believe you drive. Toyotas hold their value pretty well, but there could be some savings just making the decision to insure that car as a liability-only vehicle, which means you still have the bodily injury and property damage protection at $100,000, $300,000, and $100,000 respectively, but you're just not going to pay for a collision coverage on that older vehicle, because the rationale is it's not worth as much as the other cars that are newer and more expensive to replace.
Okay. So the collision is not included with the Camry then?
Yeah. I mean, it's soon to be a 15-year-old vehicle. So that's another thing that we can talk about. Like, if you were to – how many miles does that car have on it, by the way?
I think like 160.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're probably going to be disappointed if you total that car and you find that the payout is very low. It may only be like $2,000 or $3,000. So, if you're paying several hundred dollars per year to have it insured for physical damage, you know, there is a trade-off. You know, that car is probably not worth what it's costing to insure based on the age of the vehicle and based on how much you can reasonably expect to receive for it if it's total loss.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Your
all
renewal
right.
is on December 1st. That's
yeah.
when you got started with this.
Okay. Let me explain this to my husband, and then we'll go from there.
Okay. At this point, after we've had our second call, Mary, what course of action are you likely to take?
Well, so far, the deductible is good for the house, though. And you said this is the only premium that you can give me with the cars, correct?
Other than the suggestion that I just made on the Camry.
Okay. Because it's still like around $3,800. How we wish you could lower that a little bit more. But not lower, not lower the coverage, but I mean like the premium itself. But the coverage would stay. That would be great.
I mean, the only other plausible situation where that could be a possibility is if we provide false information about who's driving which vehicles. And I don't want that to work to your detriment, because it's fine if it helps you save some money in the short run, but then if you are discovered to have provided information about people driving cars which are not actually, you know, who's away at school with that car, then that's ground for a claim to be denied. And of course you don't want that, right? So
okay.
By the way, who is the other company that is providing you a quote?
Oh, like Allstate?
Yeah. You said you've already made your mind up. You're not going to be renewing with Allstate, but you're having a conversation with one other company, and I was curious who that was.
Liberty Insurance.
It's what?
Liberty Insurance.
Oh, Liberty Mutual.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I worked for them for 7 years before I started my own firm.
Okay.
Well,
so the area insurance, is this the same thing as Legacy, right?
No. No, I would say they're much different. My experience with Liberty
Mutual. I saw yours is like, I think I started with you like under Legacy Insurance, correct?
Oh, sure, yes. Legacy is the brokerage, and then Erie is just one of the companies that we have quoted for you. It happened to be one of the favorite companies that we quote with.
Gotcha. Okay.
The only thing with Liberty is I will tell you that without fail, every single year that you will renew with them, the price is going to increase about 10% regularly. So they're very good about, you know, front-loading your plan with discounts, but every year those discounts are removed or diminished. So you're looking at frequent rate increases by no less than 10% per year, guaranteed every single year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And also the other consideration is if they haven't run your motor vehicle report or your accident history, then they're just showing you a preliminary rate of what they would charge had there not been an accident or a Cornelius speeding ticket. At that point, that would be, you know, incorrect information.
Okay.
That price will change.
I just got a question. Okay, so I guess the only question that I have is, will the premium – do you think you can make it like to say the premium, but my policy deductible will be like $1,000 instead? I feel I'm uncomfortable with a $2,000 policy deductible.
So we're talking about the homeowner's insurance.
Yes.
Like I said, you can choose whatever deductible you would like. I don't think that.
No, but the premium, how much would it change with?
If you chose a $1,000 deductible?
Mm-hmm.
I would need to discuss with our underwriter if they could honor a deductible that lower, based on the claims history.
Mm-hmm.
I would need to make sure that that's an option for us. Because we usually don't see three claims in a five-year period of history. I know one of them didn't pay out, but would still need to get exception to provide that.
Okay.
It's just there's just been too many claims activity in a very short window of time. But I can have that conversation and then we can discuss that on our next call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because like, I mean, I think even with Allstate, they only see like only one claim, which is the one that we know of too. So I was just like surprised, like even let's say as you say, it's like a conversation, but we never like really filed it. It's just probably an inquiry which I can't even remember. But what I really know is like we only like did like one claim. That's it. But anyway, yeah, so if you can go back to me and let me know what would be the difference, or will it be the same premium, even though the policy deductible is like $1,000, that will be great.
Yeah, it'll vary for sure, but once I have a conversation with underwriting, then we'll
okay.
come to the conclusion for sure.
Okay, because like I'm gonna show my husband like the table that you showed me, why you're giving us the dwelling at this much amount as against to what the rest of the insurance companies are showing us. So if I explain it to him, he would kind of like understand, okay, maybe that's why your premium is like this low as against to what they're showing me. But if you can manage to really get that deductible like on $1,000, that will be great. I feel like I'm more comfortable just because like before, I will tell you honestly, okay? That's why I kind of like didn't like how Allstate worked with me, just because like we didn't even realize like how much they didn't even kind of like protect us. We didn't even, you know, like sometimes when you close in a house and never even bothered, as long as you see the premium, we never even realized that they charged us for like a 7% deductible, which is skyrocket high when we paid when we have to claim for the basement. That's why I kind of like didn't like how they processed us and everything. When I learned that, oh, your deductible is like 7%, it's like, why would it be 7%? And they started telling me this, that. So I feel like I got betrayed that part. So it's nice for you to tell me about the explanation why you're putting my dwelling on this amount as compared to like how they're showing me that, oh, you have like a dwelling of a 400,000 something coverage.
Yeah.
And that's the one I was like showing you.
It always makes the most sense for you to see the math behind it, because, and that's why I will never, you know, just arbitrarily copy someone else's coverage recommendation.
Yeah.
We're always going to recommend our own that we did the research on. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I mean, I feel like the deductible is still kind of like hard. Let's say, worst scenario, I have to make a claim. Shelling out $2,000 is too much still.
Yes, but it would depend on the severity, right? So if your house is completely destroyed and you pay $2,000 to have a $350,000 house rebuilt, then, you know, it's all based on perspective, I guess. I would like to have what you want, but I would not like to see you non-renewed for having an additional claim in a 5-year window of time. So I will push for it, and I'll do my best to negotiate that for you. So I hopefully find out by the end of the day. If you're ready to have a conversation, you're up until 5. Is this your day off today?
Actually, it's not my day off. So that's why when I messaged you, I'm like, okay, I think I can be available at least up to 3, just because like I need to take a nap and I'm working tonight.
Okay. All right. Well, then I'll make a phone call.
Yeah. Just try to like see, and then you can just like text me if I'm available, but I'm working tonight and tomorrow night. So hopefully the best day would be like a Thursday late afternoon or a Friday late afternoon. So you can text me. You could do text me from the text that I'm sending you, right? Or no? You can just like leave me a message.
Yeah. Well, sooner that I find out, I'll.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Sean.
My pleasure. I look forward to chatting with you again.
Okay. Thank you.
My pleasure. Take care.